deepest jungles of Africa, two tribes will fight a savage war unless a sacred animal god is found. So they're sending for the only man who can help. Jim Carrey is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
You are listening to Don't Be That Guy, a guide to sequel remakes. I'm Marquis Mike.
Fired up, ready to do it.
Yeah. Mike and I had a lengthy movie discussion before hitting record.
Yeah.
But, you know, subscribe to the Patreon.
You want the bonus episode?
You want the bonus?
Please give it. You have to, you'll get a code after you give us money in the tip jar.
Yeah. We actually just said that. It was like, this is the same conversation we always have. So, listen back to episode this time last year. It was Oscar. It was Oscar talk. We had Oscar talk, which I didn't watch. Mike did watch. But other than that, what else did you watch?
Pretty short here.
Yeah.
My last couple episodes. You're
busy watching the Oscars.
My last couple episodes, I've had some list, but I'm looking at my list. I have two movies other than what we did for the show.
Oh, okay.
You know what? That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. Been doing some other things. Brand new 2024 Netflix Adam Sandler Spaceman.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta trash it.
Okay. I had kind of... No, I didn't have... I saw it and I was like, okay, I'm probably not. But then there was a part of me that's like, I mean... The Sandman can do an Uncut Gems, and this didn't seem goof. Like, didn't seem super.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's not Netflix. He's good.
Sandler goofy.
Yeah, he's not doing goofy Sandler. Okay, he's doing good Sandler. It's a hard one because I think the why I'm trashing it is for me it was just very slow.
Yeah,
and it wasn't slow, intense like Alien.
Right.
You know, it was slow. Has some cool visuals. I think it's worth watching, but for me it's trash. Cool visuals, interesting premise, but yeah, I'm not going to watch it again. And then I went back in time. This was recommended to me by a coworker. I watched a documentary called The Barkley Marathons, The Race That Eats Its Young. This is a documentary about this crazy ultra marathon they have in the hills of Kentucky. This is absolute cash. This is cash documentary. It's so cool. The whole premise of this race and how you get into the, like, you got to write like a letter to the guy. Like the application process to get in the race is kind of a secret thing. Once you know, you know. You just got to know someone that's done it. It's weird, but you got to write the guy who does it a letter. You send him $1.60, and then whatever the entry fee of the year is, like the year that it based around, the entry fee was a flannel shirt because the guy needed some shirts. So he said entry fee, flannel shirt. But it's this crazy race. You're lost in the woods, and only this came out in 2014, and at the time, only 10 people have ever finished it, and it had been going on like since like the 80s or something. Really cool documentary, kooky characters. It's not like a sports documentary. It's just kind of a weird thing.
Oh.
But yeah, I think that was on Peacock. Okay. Yeah, the Barkley Marathons, the race that eats its young. That's it. That's what I watched. Spaceman and a marathon movie.
Yeah.
What about you?
A little shorter.
I think the documentary was short. Yeah, it's 90 minutes. Yeah. I think Spaceman was much longer than 90 minutes.
Thought I saw Spaceman was like 210 or something like that.
108 minutes.
100. Oh, so yeah, about 110.
Or
210.
No, hour 48.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. All right, well, shorter than I thought it was.
Not over two, but
yeah.
It was slow, so it seemed longer. But yeah, that's it. Yeah, pretty short list, but.
Okay. I watched a few more things. I'm trying to think of the order best to discuss these. Let's. Oh, yeah, we'll get the Oscar catch up out of the way. I rewatch. We were just talking about it. I did a rewatch of The Holdovers. I watched it with my wife. She was interested. And it's still cash. It's a very... It's a heartwarming movie. But, God, it's so funny. I'm not going to spoil anything for August, but I might have written down a potential team names of just things Paul Giamatti said for a fantasy team name. Don't be surprised if you see Hormonal Vulgarians. Take the field this year.
Yeah. Where's your fantasy football name? Yeah.
He was just, he does the Paul Giamatti thing. He says stuff. I was like, that's gold.
Yes.
That's great. 2023, American Fiction. The Jeffrey Wright, Sterling K. Brown. Who else is in that? Issa Rae's in that. About the writer who writes a stereotypically black novel. It's all very funny. It's comedy drama compared to The Holdovers. I think the drama lacks a bit plot wise. I'm like, it's not the strong story. The comedy is very funny in this though. So recommend American Fiction. I'll cash that. 2023, Netflix Maestro. Bradley Cooper's very good, and when it finished. I know a lot of people have made this point, but man, just to think that Sack from America, from Wedding Crashers is now, this director, actor.
Yeah, like, Academy nominated director and actor.
Yes, he's very good in it. The movie itself, as a director too, it's a very well-directed film. It looks great, but story, interest level for me is just very low, and I found the movie a bit boring. I'm not in the theater world, symphonies and that. All I knew about Leonard Bernstein was from the REM song, where they just yell Leonard Bernstein. That's all I knew. they didn't really cover that part. He didn't get to meet REM. I was waiting for that at the end. Spoiler, he doesn't meet REM. I just found it a bit boring. I am going to do, much like the Academy Awards can do, I'm going to do some category manipulation, though. And I'm simply going to say, because I don't want to call this trash, I'm not going to give it a cash. I'm just going to say, it's not cash. And you figure out what that means. I'm not calling it trash. I'm not going to call it trash. But I will say, it's not cash. Okay. Here's another one that kind of falls in that category of, it's not cash, but I'm not going to call it trash. 2016's Swiss Army Man, because I liked it. I liked this movie. It's the first time watching it. It's Paul Dano and Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe. It's a two-hander. Paul Dano more so, just because he has to do most of the acting, is very good as a man lost in the woods with the corpse of Daniel Radcliffe. The movie itself, though, is that's kind of it. And it just, have you seen this?
I have, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I just felt like, by half hour, I was like, it's kind of just this beat. But he's really good in it, but I can't bring myself to cash it. So we're going to say not cash.
Okay.
For Swiss Army Man. 2024, new, now this might confuse some people, because I do keep a running tally of every movie I've seen released in 2024 that I saw in 2024, and I rank them. And by the end of December, I have a nice little list. This is the best movie I've seen in 2024. But it's the only movie I've seen in 2024, but I am going to give it a trash. Ricky Stenicki. Now, the movie itself is trash, but, as we were saying, John Cena is very funny in this. That he does comedy very well, and I look forward to him doing comedy by somebody who knows how to do a good comedy movie.
So this is the best movie released in 2024 that you've seen in 2024.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. You've certainly seen a better movie in 2024, but not a 2024 release.
Oh yeah.
That was better.
American Fiction.
God. Okay, I'm just clarifying for myself what you're saying here.
Yeah, a new release, 2024. God, we're already in March. This is really just an indictment of me not going to the movie theaters.
Yeah.
That I just wait. I'm waiting for movies to come to streaming, and so far all I got is Ricky Stenicki. I was going to see Dune 2. I had every intention to go see Dune 2. And I have to build myself up to go see Dune 2 at 8 o'clock at night.
I was going to do a deal where I had a day off by myself. I was like, I'm getting up 7 a.m. I'm watching Dune.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch like a 1 o'clock Dune 2. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Have you seen Dune?
Yeah.
One? Okay. Yeah. So you have seen Dune. You just wanted to catch up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to rewatch because I really liked it.
Yeah. I thought Dune was great. I was like, am I committing 6 hours to Dune? But I might do that. I'll probably break them up. I might watch Dune this weekend. Get out. Dude, I'm doing Dune 2. It's doing very well. I imagine it'll be in theaters for a bit. But
yeah, it'll be around.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big screen experience.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, maybe Dune 2 sucks and or maybe it's not as good as Ricky Stenicki. But I'm going to see Dune 2 and that's going to jostle my list a little bit. The list really starts picking up about May. That's when a lot of stuff becomes available to stream, to rent, and then I'm going out to the theaters, but you know, it always starts off a little slow. But you know, maybe I'll do an update of like,
so right now, position one, pole position one.
Yeah.
Ricky Stenicki.
I'm gonna do an update of every time I see a new one, what's the new number one? Or like what's in number one? Where's Ricky Stenicki on the list?
Can Ricky Stenicki get bumped?
Yeah. We're doing the Ricky Stenicki we're the race to December. All right, that's it. Anyway, we watched two other movies. This is finishing up Only Man for the Job month. We watched Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, the sequel to Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. That's a 1994 film starring Jim Carrey, Courtney Cox, Sean Young, Tone Loke, Dan Marino. He's Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Jim Carrey is on the case to find the Miami Dolphins' missing mascot and quarterback, Dan Marino. He goes eyeball to eyeball with a man-eating shark, stakes out the Miami Dolphins, and woos and wows the ladies. Whether he's undercover, under fire, or underwater, he always gets his man. Or beast. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. He's the best there is. Actually, he's the only one there is.
The only man for the job.
Was this your first time seeing Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
I wish it was.
How long has it been since you've seen Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
I think it's probably been a decade.
Okay, not that long.
Not that long, but boy, have I watched this movie a lot.
Yeah, this was one, so this is 1994. I think this was a big cable movie, and I just felt like it was on all the time, and I would just kind of watch this constantly. I would have been nine years old. And, yeah, it was just on constantly. So after a decade, what did you think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
I still really I really like this movie. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I think as far as a comedy goes, it holds up. And I think it does that because other than the kind of fake Miami Dolphins scenario, it doesn't allude to pop culture stuff that much. And so,
as far as being dated?
Yeah. And so it's just a funny Jim Carrey movie.
Yeah.
And it holds true. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's ridiculous. Man, I was laughing, though.
I really pay attention to the plot this time around. I was like, this makes no sense. One, you don't host the Super Bowl as a team participating. And they really made it seem like Miami. Now, it could have been just coincidental that the Super Bowl was in Miami. Miami didn't be playing. But I was like, there would have been much more fanfare.
But this was the 90s, man.
No.
The Super Bowl is vastly different now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you wouldn't... I mean... Miami hosts Super Bowls all the time.
Yeah. The Einhorn Finkel missing hiker thing, I was like, this just seems, you know, like more should have been shed on this. It seemed a bit convoluted. I probably haven't seen this. Definitely not. I don't think I've seen this probably since middle school. So now we're even going back to the I don't think I've seen this in this millennium. So God, at least 24 years since I've seen this. Let's call it a good 25. I did not enjoy this as much because outside watching these, I'm like, this is the Jim Carrey show. And if this was not Jim Carrey, who is very talented, he's very funny. And the things that did make me laugh was because of Jim Carrey. But I was like, there are no jokes in this. Like, it's not a well-written comedy. It is... You're just watching this freight train of a comedic performance. Exactly. And it's if you like that Jim Carrey shtick, that's you're just getting his thing. This whole movie is just based on his performance.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It is not... It is him.
Yeah.
It is Ace Ventura. It is not... There's no joke.
It doesn't matter what the story is. The people around him don't matter. Like, it is... This is just point the camera. This one guy... We'll get into it when we start talking about it. Man, his... Just commitment, effort to just do things for the sake of humor. I was like... He's impressive. Like, Jim Carrey's an impressive guy. Even if I didn't like this, I'll probably say, like, if I had to watch this again, if I was just watching this, it was like, oh, man, 25 years later, I'd probably have to give this a trash. He alone, like, at least makes me question it, whereas, like, everything else in this movie sucks except for this one guy who is just doing so much with his face, with what he's saying.
His physical acting and comedy is bar none, and... I mean, the bits are funny. The bits he does are funny.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's because of what he's doing. There's no one that can do those bits. You couldn't remake... This movie cannot be remade.
Yeah. Right, yeah. We just talk about the Oscars, you know, the best actor and everything. I don't know. This is going to sound so stupid for like an Ace Ventura movie, but there's no other actor who could do... Who could make this movie and like drag it to be like watchable?
Yeah,
it is purely on. And then he amps it up in the second one of just like, man, does he know that the script sucks as well? And so he is just everything is just, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna do this with my face and I'll do this with my body and I'm gonna take up so much of the screen that you kind of just like, it doesn't matter. But the rest of the movie,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a crazy performance.
It is. And this movie has always like been close to my heart because growing up, like as a kid, you know, you always want to watch the dumb funny movie or whatever. My dad loves movies.
Yeah.
Like we can have conversations about Tarantino for hours, me and my dad. Like he loves movies. But I just always remember, like, he was never... He wasn't a comedy... He likes funny movies, but he was always very selective on what funny shit he would watch. And this one was always one that surprised me because my dad loved Ace Ventura.
This is one of my questions was... Because I don't think this is a kid's movie, but I think kids probably appreciate the performance more than anybody. Was this a movie that was... banned in the Mike household, but it wasn't.
Not banned. No, my dad loved Ace Ventura.
Because it's an inappropriate movie for like a kid.
Yeah, but for some reason, like this movie, my dad liked. I'm sure my mom hated it.
Uh-huh.
But my dad was, he laughed so hard, and I mean, I could bend over and butt talk to my dad because of this movie and get away with it. Like, and my dad would just start laughing at me. I mean, unless it was a really bad time, but you know.
Funeral.
Yeah. But, like, so this has always been close to me because this is a movie from my early childhood that my dad and I connected on.
Like a bonding movie.
Yeah. And, I mean, but it's just so outlandish. I mean, but that part of the outlandishness is what's kind of awesome. Like, Dan Marino? They got Dan Marino?
Uh-huh.
Miami Dolphins?
Yeah.
We got the NFL licensing?
Yeah. It is NFL licensing. You got Dan Marino. And again, doesn't matter.
No.
Like, you know, yeah, oh yeah, Dan Marino, I guess, is in this movie. They could have just been like, it's the Miami Sharks, and they got Willie Beeman.
Yes.
He's the kidnapped guy. And the movie doesn't change at all because it's all just Jim Carrey. Yep. Like, it's like, you get this cameo, and it's like, it doesn't even matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, what's the rubber face guy doing?
The rubber face guy. Yeah.
$15 million budget. $107 million at the box office, 47% on Rotten Tomato based on 64 reviews. Jim Carrey's twitchy antics and gross-out humor on full bombastic display in Ace Ventura, which is great news for fans of his particular brand of comedy, but likely unsatisfying for anyone else.
I think that's perfect description because I'm a Jim Carrey guy.
Yeah.
And I have known a lot of people that are not Jim Carrey people.
Yeah, I think that's probably my 25 years later of just like, oh, I don't enjoy this as much as like, now, like, my taste in comedy was less the physical stuff. And I was like, I do like jokes. I like written jokes. And it was like, oh, maybe I don't want to say I grew, or, you know, just my interest level has veered off from, like, the Jim Carrey humor. But at 9, very into the Jim Carrey
humor. Yeah, he's not jokes. He's antics.
He's antics, yeah. He's... It was bored. I didn't want to go full. I think 2, he really turns it up to where I was like, this character is almost too annoying. But it's the antics, right? So, like, when you're 9, you're like, okay, I'm going to be kind of loud and bombastic with my, you know. 2, I'm like, this is a bit much, where he's borderline like, why does Amy like Ace?
Yeah.
1, you're still like, I see how he's a human person who can interact with the world a bit. I see why Tone Loc likes him.
Yeah.
We do get a sequel just 1 year later. 1995. Jim Carrey returns along with adding to the cast Ian McNeice, Simon Cowell, Maynard Isaiashi, and Bob Gunter. Summoned from an ashram in Tibet, Ace finds himself on a perilous journey into the jungles of Africa to find Shikaka, the missing sacred animal of the friendly Wachati tribe. He must accomplish this before the wedding of the Wachati's princess to the prince of the warrior Wachutus. If Ace fails, the result will be a vicious tribal war. Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, new animals, new adventures, same hair. Was this also on rotation a lot?
No, I think this is probably only maybe the third time I've seen When Nature Calls.
Yeah. I feel like I probably saw Pet Detective more. Nature Calls also had a kind of a big run too, I think, where I was watching that a lot. It's funny how much, just as I'm watching, it's like, I could close my eyes and I feel like I could tell you every scene in this movie. Like, you'd be like, just storyboard Pet Detective. I was like, okay, I know that. Okay, cliffhanger. Then they're in the temple. Then he punches out the Monopoly Man. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang just shows up randomly in the song. $30 million budget, $212 million at the box office, 21% on Rotten Tomatoes based on 28 reviews. Nature calls in this Ace Ventura sequel, and it's answered by the law of diminishing returns. We'll start with the good. What would you like about When Nature Calls?
I'm glad they kind of changed the setting up a bit.
Yeah,
kind
of. Africa's nice. Yeah, a lot of animals.
Kind of got him out of his. I don't know, just something new, I guess.
A lot more animal involvement in this as well. Animals play a big. I mean, they play a big part in the first one. His connection to animals really. Is on display.
Yeah, and to me, that's a negative for me.
Oh.
Too many animals for me.
He's a pet detective.
I know. Too much animal stuff in this.
There's a lot of animals.
Yeah, just too much.
Yeah. Silly that he's afraid of bats, though.
Pretty funny. Kind of little, I don't know, that's like a little, like, you know, reference to Indiana Jones being afraid of snakes.
Oh, yeah, I didn't make that connection. Yeah.
I don't know, like, because there's nothing really other than being in a jungle. That's the only Indiana Jonesy thing about this movie.
Yeah.
But then I kind of, that's what I thought of when it turned out as a bat. And he's like, ah.
I probably wasted this point, or said this point too early in the thing, but Jim Carrey is just, if he wasn't, like, this movie would be, for me, I think unwatchable, if not for just my eyes just so focused on what he's doing.
With yeah.
Everything he does. Like, again, just, I don't know another. I mean, plenty of actors make bad movies, but one who can just. He is the singular focus, and he will drag this to be, like, a watchable.
Yeah, something. He kind of. With this, when Nature Calls, he kind of saves a shit movie.
Everything
right?
He does with his face, with his looks, with what he says, his reactions. When he finally gets the bat and he's just running, I'm like, guy's running movies? And I just, watching him, I'm like, he is so committed to, like, running with this bat. Like, him just, like, the fall over the vine. I'm like, man, you are giving it your all, Jim Carrey. And then after the trivia, I'm just like, he didn't want to make this movie. I'm like, I couldn't tell. From watching this.
Yeah, I mean, guy's a professional.
Yeah.
Gave it his best professional effort.
Yep.
And it's a worse script than the first.
Mm-hmm.
The first just worked. It worked for what it was. This one is just bad. And because it's so bad, I feel like he was trying to do all the Ace Ventura-isms from Pet Detective were threefold.
Yeah.
The way he walked, even. He walked more Ace. His hair is bigger.
Ace is a silly character. And in this one, he is a cartoon character, essentially. Yeah.
And maybe was that a Jim Carrey? Like, he didn't want to do the movie? Was that a Jim Carrey? Did he do that as like, you know what? I don't want to make this movie. I have to. I'm under contract.
Right.
So I'm going extra. And if Jim Carrey goes extra, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because that guy's always going extra.
Yeah, like Jim Carrey, extra Jim Carrey. Watching this, I heard a podcast, they were kind of doing like a retrospective, like all Batman movies, and they got to Batman Forever, and there was a Tommy Lee Jones quote about how he told Jim Carrey that he doesn't tolerate his buffoonery. That's just the quote in my head of just watching Jim Carrey be turned up to 11. I was just like, I mean, it's his movie. I'm sure everybody's grateful that he's $212 million solely on the back of Jim Carrey, but yeah. You know, just thinking of Tommy Jones, like, I do not tolerate your buffoonery. Have you ever successfully sent a slinky down a stair? I just have that as a note.
It's not good or bad. I don't think I've ever gotten it more than like 5 stairs.
I've never got a slinky to go like, yeah.
And if I were Ace, I would have went back up.
I feel like that's a lie told by Slinky that they go
upstairs. Yeah, I've never gotten it to go like more than 5. Yeah. It always runs out of momentum.
Yeah.
You have that perfect pitch of, you know, or it gets to where it goes a little too far and then just falls and rolls.
Mm-hmm. Bump, bump, bump.
It is a lie.
Yeah.
It can be done, but only for a few stairs.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, obviously, you know, going down with that, but yeah, a regular stair in your house, no one's ever got a Slinky to go down all your stairs.
No. And they never go straight. They go off, like, going to the right.
Right.
Runs in the wall or falls through the banister or whatever.
Yeah. Ace Ventura. Good detective?
Oh, great sleuth.
Yeah. What do you think how the mystery unfolds here? I was like, I called for, you know, the shitty script on Watchable Movie. I was like, I at least appreciate that they are trying to put a mystery.
Yeah, I mean,
at the core of it.
Yeah, it kind of plays a hunch sometimes wrong.
Yeah. It's a bit lazy. I mean, gosh. They're rolling my eyes. I wasn't expecting like True Detective. Although, season 5, True Detective. Just how lit. I was like, yeah, it's a silly comedy and he's just doing silly stuff. I've dusted the whole room. And then he just like pushes over something. There's the feather. I'm like, we're smarter than this, right? Ace, we saw in the first movie, he can do some sleuthing.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they didn't fully punt the fact that he was a pet detective.
Detective, yeah.
There was still some detecting to be going on. I don't know how big of a business Guano is, but, you know, it's played in. As a kid, I always thought the fruit paste he was eating was guano, and I thought that was the joke. I didn't understand that the bowl was made of guano until this rewatch.
Yeah.
That he says the paste is delicious, and the bowl is very nice, and then the guy says it's guano. I always thought the paste was made from, like, I thought he was eating shit. Makes more sense that the bowl was made.
Yeah. I'm on the same with you. I don't think I picked it up until this last watch.
Yeah, I was just thought, I was like, oh, he's eating
that
shit. Yeah. Okay. Jim Carrey's fun. You know, the things Jim Carrey does, you know, various levels of success, but if you find anything funny, it's probably because of Jim Carrey. There was one line delivery that I found funny that was not delivered by Jim Carrey. It was the monk who's trying to get Ace out and he gives him his medallion, and he says, "You worked 80 years for this." He says, "It's okay. I don't even like it that much anymore." Made me laugh. I was like, it's great. Yeah.
Do anything to get rid of this guy?
Yeah. He goes, "I don't even like it anymore. It's okay. I don't even like it anymore."
Yeah. I feel like there's only... There's two things in this movie that were positive for me. Otherwise, I'm just like, this isn't that good. But I like that whole shtick, because this is more of a written joke thing than Jim Carrey antics that make it work, and I think it goes a long way. The master of disguise thing, when he says he's a master of disguise, then we go through the montage of all his not disguises that, you know, out there eating the dead zebra, the hippo thing, right. Just all his things were like, he's clearly not disguising himself. That was funny to me. Mm-hmm. Like, those things were funny. He was just putting these things and doing his thing in it, but I feel like that was the best written sequence in the whole movie. And it's just visual jokes.
Yeah.
Right? It's not written dialogue, it's just visual jokes. And then I still like the rhinoceros scene, man. That absolutely works for me.
I remember that was one of the scenes I remembered from this movie. I was like, I know that happens. And then it happened, and nothing for me.
I was laughing pretty hard. Just the buildup of the ridiculousness of a robotic rhino, for me, being in a robotic rhino, then your only air conditioning is a crappy little fan, right, which dies. Just the build of him, like, suffering, and it's just stupid. It's stupid. But, I mean, the physical comedy of him
coming out
of the rubber rhino, I was losing my marbles.
I'd love laughing so hard to know how long this actual script is, and just how much... we talk about, like, oh, it's not well-written, and it's just Jim Carrey turned up to 11, of how much, like, the... Like, is this script 30 pages long? And we get to an hour and a half of Jim Carrey just going... He's like, I'll just make this word longer, I guess. that's how we're going to stretch it out.
How many syllables can I add to really?
Yeah. Just all that stuff. I did read a fun piece of trivia that the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which I remembered of, where he's just driving in the jungle and then he just breaks into Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Was that he forgot his line, and this is the Jim Carrey just turned, like, what is Jim Carrey turned all the way extra, was he didn't know the line, and so he just broke out into song, and then the actor just acting, you know, against him, just reacted in character, and so they just kept it in the movie. And it worked. Like, how much of that is just in the movie? The guy, I can't think of the character's name, where he's like, but he introduced the Wachiti, and he's like, they did not know disease until the white man came, and he sneezed. Jim Carrey improv. I was like, how much of the, like, just him, like, all right, you guys do the movie, and I'm just gonna do really funny shit.
Yeah.
You
guys act around me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna Jim Carrey here.
Yes, and yeah. So the rhino seat's the word for you. I think for me, the part, I was like, I remember it as a kid, and it happened, and I was like, God, it's still funny. The fight with Tommy Davidson, not the fight itself, but when he gets stuck with the spear, and his reaction to being hit with the spear, and the exaggerated point of the leg, and then getting hit with the second spear, and then him just, it's funny. that for me was like, that joke still, like, I remember that as a kid, it happened. Still funny. Still,
and that's good that those... I mean, it's not a full flop.
Yeah. Right?
So, I mean, there is still some things you remember were in for both of us. There's things we remember were funny, mm-hmm, and they were still funny. That's good.
Oh, like, I mean, by the end of the movie, or by the end of the show, we'll both say that this was trash. I feel like we're both leaning that way. This is nowhere close to the worst movie we've ever done.
No.
Like, there's funny in this
movie. There is funny in it, yeah.
And, yeah, it's really... And if you love Jim Carrey, you might even find that this is an hour and a half of hilarious stuff, because it's all Jim Carrey. What didn't work?
I mean, the over-ace Ventura-ing, like, we talked, it was just too much.
Yeah, he pushed it to, like, I mean, just when we're introduced to that guy who hires him, I was like, Man, you're a really annoying guy.
Yeah. Too much animals. Too many animals.
Yeah.
I like Spike, his little homie, rolling with him. But I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, it's a dumb, gross comedy. It's, you can watch this with like a 20/24 eye and be like, oh, this is offensive too. So there's that. This is just personal. It's a gross movie. It's a gross in a way I find things gross, which I find snot very gross. And when they did the spit, and when they come out of the hut, that's one of the grossest things I've ever seen in the movie. I just have a visceral reaction to that. Him touching his eyeball. As a kid, I thought that was gross. As a 38-year-old man, I was like, that's fucking gross. Don't touch your eyeball. Like, yeah, this movie is like...
I like the eyeball thing because I wear contact lenses. Yeah. And I can touch my eyes at will. And I know people cannot handle eye touching. And I'm just like... Meh, 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 meh.
This movie, I mean... You know, over the last couple years, I've grown. Like, I can watch a little more body horror. This movie gives me, like, the shiver. Like,
The heebie-jeebies a little bit. The spitting is nasty.
Yeah, oh, so when they come out, they're just covered in it. I was like, that's gross. And he's a pet detective. You figure they would have had someone who know that. Silverback is not a species of gorilla. You can't have a female silverback. Only mountain gorillas who reach a certain age and grow gray hair can become silverback gorillas.
I did not know that.
Oh.
You learned that from Congo?
I got that off a popsicle stick. I don't know why. I heard that. It is one of these facts that I learned when I was like in watching National Geographic or Discovery as a kid. And it just stuck with me that, silverback does not refer to the species of gorilla. It is an old male mountain gorilla. It's a veteran gorilla, yeah. And so when the guy's like, oh, it's a silverback female, I was like, nah. And then I had to Google it to make sure I wasn't, talking, shit on the podcast.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I would have just the way I hear it used and the way you use it, but it's a species.
It's a type of gorilla. No, yeah. It's mountain gorillas, and only specific gorillas can become silverback. Not all males will become silverbacks. So that's why, you gotta respect it. If you run into a silverback, know that man, gorilla, he's been through some shit.
Earned it.
He's seen some stuff. He earned the silverback.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else we got? We talked about it. Even the Jim Carrey, the plot weakness of this one, just really, not even Jim Carrey could like save kind of how weak the movie is.
And then the surrounding acting just wasn't good. Like, they're... Yeah.
Fun seeing Mr. Echo.
Yeah, seeing Mr. Echo, from Lost.
Yeah. Is this same year as Congo?
But just... I mean, at least the first one had some decent characters around him.
Yeah, Courtney Cox is a professional... Young's a professional actor. Yeah. It's like... Tom Loke... For being like the Funky Cole Medina guy, he's been in movies. Like, he knows how he's an actor of. This just, you don't reckon. I mean, Tommy Davidson, I know from In Living Color, but he doesn't even have like a speaking role really. Yeah, he's not surrounded by anybody else. Keep this movie in mind though, because if you ever are playing Sintu Nurdle Battle, you're already down to two Jim Carrey movies. You play your third, you play Nature Calls. They don't know what to do. They're going to bounce it back to you. You go Tommy Davidson, you go Booty Call. That's the move right there. Then you just hope that they don't know. But then if you need a way out, Jamie Foxx, he'll climb you back out of that hole. That's usually my move. Although, I guess you could do Mr. Echo and go like, you can go Congo with that, or Suicide Squad. He played the Alligator Man, Killer Croc. So, there's a couple ways out of this, but the rest of the actors, I was like, I don't know who any of these people are.
Mark is flexing, y'all.
Yeah, I had to show that one up. I haven't played Battle in a while, but if I went down to Jim Carrey hole, I'm like, I'm playing. You better hope I didn't start Jim Carrey. You better hope I was the second Jim Carrey guy. Because if you let me play him first, we're going to end up at Nature Calls, and you're not going to be able to get out of this. I'm playing chess, not checkers out here. You know, it's Queen Gambit. Just see it. On the ceiling, I see Jim Carrey movies. Does this movie, would you like to see a sequel to Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura, 30 years later?
I always no. wanted to see Ace Ventura 3 mm-hmm. with Jim Carrey co-starring Peyton Manning. That was my dream. That's always
so we go back, kind of
yeah.
pull back into football.
That's always been my dream. Yeah. Because, and this is because I was listening to, at one point I was listening, I think it was the Dan Patrick Show.
Yeah.
And I got one of my texts to the Dan Patrick Show read on air.
Oh.
And they were talking about Manning.
Yeah.
Is he the greatest all time? You know, it's the Manning Brady thing.
Sure.
And I said, and I just text, he will become the greatest all time when he co-stars with Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective 3. Yeah. And Dan Patrick read that on air, and yeah. I was like through the moon.
Yeah. What does a little cast of characters think about that? Dan Patrick's little guy.
Oh, yeah. His little crew. Yeah, they're like, yeah, that's great. That's funny.
Is Marino the guy for you?
No. Oh, no.
It was just for the joke.
Just for the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Marino's not the guy.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah, it was okay. It's fine. We'll get this with the remake, but I was trying to think if you remade this, what quarterback would it be? Peyton, yeah, obviously Peyton. That makes the most.
Peyton's got the best chops, and it could be more than just that little cameo that Marino did.
He could be looking for the Dolphin with Ace.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Somebody else gets kidnapped. Peyton, he's helping the whole way. All right, I know Jim Carrey does the Sonic movies. But I don't know what else he's really doing. But I don't know if we need a return to Ace Ventura. Out of all his, I mean, he did Dumb and Dumber again. He went back to that well. I don't think I want to see him touch Ace. Let's leave Ace in the past. You know, for me, so there was the trifecta, right? It was Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, Mask, and I think those were all released within like a 2-year span of each other. I'd be curious to revisit The Mask. So maybe we can get a Mask scene.
Yeah, I'd be curious to revisit The Mask as well.
I want to know. I mean, to me, I think Dumb and Dumber was my favorite, probably still after rewatches. Like, I still think Dumb and Dumber is one. Is Mask above Ace Ventura? As a kid, I probably would have said no. Rewatching it now, I don't know.
Yeah.
What about a remake? Is it time to reboot this?
I just don't think it can be done. To me, Ace Ventura is Jim Carrey, and Jim Carrey is Ace Ventura.
Yeah,
don't think it can be done.
It is. You know, we've been saying it for the whole episode. Like, this was simply on the back of Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Like, no, who else could do that? AI thought about it though. We would like to hear what AI.
I would love to hear.
All right.
What AI says.
For a contemporary remake of Ace Ventura: Pet Detective, as the titular Ace, they went with Andy Samberg. For the Melissa Robinson role, played by Courtney Cox, Kristen Wiig. Emilio, Tone Loke, would be Donald Glover. Lieutenant Einhorn, which was Sean Young, would be Allison Brie. And Aguado, who is John Capodice, would be Michael Pena. I like that casting. Glover's not doing this. He's too big to play the Tone Loke role.
I'm a little disappointed with, was it ChatGPT?
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed with GPT on this one.
Yeah. To go Samberg?
No, I think Samberg is a good, I think I think that's a great, he'd have the best chance.
Yeah.
But I feel like the ChatGPT didn't really, like, it's just all like, gender and race stereotypes.
Yeah. Can I give you... So I thought about this. I thought the same thing, right? Like, yeah, why Donald... Because he's also a black rapper. Like, he's nothing like Tone Loke. They're very different. So I thought... I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to think about this question for once. And let me give you my Ace Ventura remake. Like you said, Jim Carrey can't, like, you can't try to do a Jim Carrey impression. Otherwise, we're all just going to be like, this is a Jim Carrey impression. We're going to tonally change it, okay? This is going to be, actually, True Detective Season 4, 5, Pet Detective. Ace, Regina King. She's our Pet Detective.
No brainer.
Yeah. So, the Courtney Cox role of, I don't know, player person. What was her role?
Some sort she of worked for the front Dolphins. Office yes. person?
That's no longer Melissa Robinson. That's Mel Robinson. It's Mark Ruffalo. It's a, we're going for a very serious. We're going for a very serious tone. Lieutenant Einhorn? Mads Mikkelsen. That's a bad guy right there. That's a villain. Yeah, that's a villain.
I've been rewatching Hannibal.
Oh, yeah.
So another reason I haven't watched a lot of movies. That's a villain right there.
Emilio, just because I like this guy, I think he plays, like, in the role that Emilio Tolo plays, I was like, you need that detective, that serious detective, but he's on Ace Society, he's going to help him behind the scenes. Jamie Hector. Bosch. J. Edgar, right?
Helping
Regina through this thing. And then Aguado, just because they said it. I'm with a David Harbour. As kind of just just kind of sloppy cop who, is always cracking at ace. And then Peyton Manning, sure, that's the guy. That's the quarterback we're putting in this. And we're just going serious, gritty Ace Ventura Pet Detective. Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you bankroll this for season 5? can I get a financial commitment for us to deliver this to Issa Lopez for this?
Yeah. We'll put a treatment together for, I don't know, like a 3-episode run treatment.
Yeah.
Run that up to her. Mm-hmm. And maybe she'd probably, want to, like, clean it up a little bit.
This is the new segment. I'm going to see if I can beat the... I'm going to see if the writers had a point. Can I beat AI? Which would you rather see? AI's movie or my movie?
I'd rather... In this case...
Yeah.
I think I'd rather see your movie.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to try to beat the robot, Mike.
I'm a sucker for a gritty detective movie, whether we're detecting murders or detecting pets.
Now, I know Mike's going to be honest with me. I'm not going to be worried about him being like, oh, I like the robot. I like AI's movie better, but I'm going to protect Marcy. I know Mike. He'll go with which one he says best. But I know that if I can put Regina King in the cast... I might be able to explain. Although last week,
that's your ace up the sleeve.
Yeah, last week AI did that for us, right?
Yeah,
they put it was 2 weeks ago, two episodes ago they put Regina King in the Assault on Precinct 13 remake, and I was like, I don't know if I would have beat that.
No,
yeah,
they had that dialed.
Yeah. Which character from the Ace Venturaverse would you most like to see a spinoff of?
I want to know more about that guy's, like, fish collection.
In the first one?
Yeah, he's got, like, that shark.
Yeah.
I mean, he's clearly into some illegal shit.
Yeah.
But why collect fish?
You know, God, if we had a nickel for every time we asked why this billionaire was into his eccentric hobby.
I'd like to think he, like, uses that shark tank to maybe, get rid of some bodies.
Yeah. There definitely was a case for Ace to conduct. He may not have been guilty of stealing Snowflake. He was guilty of something.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Definitely a bad dude.
Yeah. And this, in my gritty remake, of course, like, it would have been a thing where it's like, yeah, you're not connected, but you're guilty of something else, and you'll get your comeuppance.
That's right.
Yeah. Because, time is...
Bad guy goes down, it's going to be like a 1940s drama. Bad guy always has to go down.
This he would be the center of the scene where he dies, and it's the scene where our hero is telling you the lie that they cooked up, but we're seeing what actually happened to the guy, which is she pushed him in the shark tank. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, because he was he was probably involved in some sick Tuttle shit, as all billionaires are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh. How about just can I just follow the Dolphins on their quest for the Super Bowl for that year? And now it's just a sports movie.
You want to see Hard Knocks?
Yeah,
Ace Ventura Hard Knocks.
It's mostly about the team, but like a center like a C storyline, because we're mainly focusing on the players. Like, it's in season, but there is this other storyline of, like, by the way, the mascot's missing. But it's mostly about the players getting ready for the game.
And it really focuses on that backup quarterback that has to play the whole first half.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But their kicker? Nailing it.
Nick crushing it.
Yeah. What do you think of the title, When Nature Calls?
I think it's a good title.
Yeah.
We didn't add a two. We didn't add an I. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't add a T-O-O.
Right. It's a, it makes sense. He's a pet detective. Nature. It's also a pee joke.
Yep.
So, fits right in. Solid. It's a strong sequel name.
Yeah.
Do you need to see the first to understand the second?
No. You can hop right on in.
Yeah, I don't think. Oh, here's something. So I didn't even think about this as a good or bad until you'd mentioned that the first one's not really dated other than... what'd you say was the only thing dated about it? Dan Marino?
Really Dan Marino.
Yeah. Cliffhanger spoof. That was an odd way to start a movie where the first one wasn't, like, spoofy at all.
Right.
Yeah. Just thought that was odd. Because, yeah, now you're making a clear reference to a movie that I don't think a lot of people think about.
Like, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You've seen them both. Which would you put on first?
Pet Detective. No brainer.
Yeah. Yeah. I first one's just, it's better. It's funnier.
Yeah.
Him telling the story about being chased by the dog. I have actually told that story around a campfire to little kids. And it's an effective story. You get them real close and then you just, you got to commit to your bark though.
Yeah.
That's how true. You're going to get them. Yeah. And finally, Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, did we need it?
No. I mean, I'm sure at the time I was excited.
No.
At this point, no.
Jim Carrey was already, I mean, because there was, I guess the argument made is like, oh, but you know, Jim Carrey got to really show off he carried this entire movie, but like, this came out a year later, he had like four movies in like a span of 2 years.
He was carrying plenty of movies.
He was already like Dumb and Dumber, The Mask, and the first Ace Ventura. He was already, you know, rocket strapped to his back.
Yeah.
He was already Jim Carrey. That was actually a fun note. I saw his $30 million budget. He got paid $15 million for this. So, yeah, half the budget just went to Jim Carrey.
Just to him, yeah.
Yeah, that's he was already.
And the other half was that rhino.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was a, you know what? Oh, here's a positive. There were some impressive props. When he shoves his hand down that guy's throat to pull out his stomach. I was like, obviously watching this in high definition, I was like, I can tell that now that's a prop. That's a prop head. It's a good looking prop head. What does Jim Carrey do next after this? Like, after this run, what do you kind of remember him? Is this kind of when we get like, I guess Liar.
Probably be next. And then the Bruce Almighty.
And then those, yeah.
That kind of sequence of films, right. Which weren't like the full Carrey-isms, like toned down.
He starts to tone himself down, kind of leading into Truman Show. He doesn't, yeah. So we still got some really funny Jim Carrey before we kind of get into
Majestic.
Yeah, and then we get into like Man on the Moon. And that's like, okay, he's kind of maybe a more serious guy now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, we. Even without this, like, we still got, like, Liar and a bunch of other funny movies before this came up. Yeah, all right. If you have thoughts on Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, you can email us, dvtgpodcast@gmail.com. You want to talk about Silverback Gorillas? I got some more facts for you. It's really
schedule a teams meeting with Mark?
Yeah, schedule teams. We can talk Silverbacks. what are we doing next?
Next, I get to pick the theme, right?
Yeah, new theme.
Yeah, so the theme is dust one off the shelf. I can't, like, you know, you're pulling something off the shelf that's been a while and you're knocking the dust off.
Oh.
That's the theme.
I gotta own it?
No.
Okay.
But you'll get it when I tell
you. Okay, yeah.
So yeah, dust off a classic. Let's say that. Dust off a classic.
Dust off a classic, okay.
And we are going to watch, and I apologize again, it's another rental.
Yeah.
We're going to watch Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh, okay. So this is kind of, it's a, we're rebooting, remaking, sequeling something that's was remade with an all-women's cast 2 years earlier? Is that the theme?
I was thinking, you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah. We're taking old IP and we're freshening it up. Yeah. Reintroducing it.
So, you know, you can prep however you want for this.
Yeah.
And the reason I chose this, because I am so intrigued by the preview for the sequel to Afterlife.
Yeah.
I think that preview looks great. Where I was not very interested in Afterlife.
Yeah.
I
saw the preview, and the thing that hit me was like, this doesn't look like a Ghostbusters movie at all. So what did they do in Afterlife that...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I haven't seen it. So yeah, we're in dust off a classic. Dust off a classic.
Yeah.
With Ghostbusters Afterlife. All right, I will check this out. Rent it. Joke's on you. I signed up for a free 7-day trial to AMC Plus, so I got to watch Ace Ventura rent free. And I still got...
I'm feeling ripped off.
I still got 4 days of, with that, you get access to Shudder, so I might...
You better floor it, man.
I got 4 days.
You got to floor it, and then you got to watch, like, 3 seasons of The Terror.
I watch The Walking Dead Reborn or whatever. God, yeah. That's whatever they're pointing out. But yeah, these run AMC Plus, so
nice.
Check that out. All right, dust off a classic, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Check that out. Till then, it's been Don't Be That Guy. Guy to see one remix.
Alrighty then. I can't do it.